Hello, everyone, and welcome to our very first content call, content review, content implementation call for NEPT. And the genesis of this call, these types of calls, is that we find that when we have the program as self-paced, for some people, self-paced is, oh, I'll get to that someday. And that is not going to help you get through everything. When we had the program set up, when we originally first started it as module one, everything was, you know, set out like this month, we found that people were going, I just got new modules and I haven't finished the past ones yet. So we're trying to find that happy medium. And I think that happy medium is that we'll keep it self-paced. You get to open modules as you go, but that we have these calls as reminders to like what's out there and what you should be getting out of the call. So I'm not going to reteach all the modules because that would take a whole lot longer than an hour or two a month because some of the modules are 20 or 30 hours long. Others, like these first few, like the first one is like 2.5 hours long. The second one's only 47 minutes long. The third one is more like, you know, 7 or 8 hours long. So they all vary depending on what we're trying to accomplish and what we're trying to teach you. So what I want to do is basically go in the site and just share with you what's in the various modules and just review, like, what are the important things that you should be learning from this and how you could practice it and how you can be applying it with your clients. And a little rationale for why I included some of this stuff. It's detailed. Yeah, it's geeky. But you know what? We're in a situation where people are entrusting us with their health. People are coming to us in a lot of times because other practitioners have failed them and they're done with the traditional, not traditional, I hate to use that word for Western medicine, you know, traditional, I think of acupuncture and herbal medicine and plant medicine and all that. But the Western medicine has failed them in a lot of cases when they wind up with us. Unfortunately, coming to a health coach or a functional medicine doctor is not the first thing in somebody's thought process when they have a problem. It's usually after other things have failed. So we owe it to them to really understand how their body works and be able to just like bounce around and go, oh, if that happened, what does that mean? And when you get through the modules, you get to a point where that happens. I've seen it. I saw it with Valerie really early on when she would get on a call and ask questions about her own health. But she was like, I could see the light bulbs and the connections happening in her brain, right? And that's what I want for everybody. It's the kind of thing where, like the other day, I think it was Lynn Rose, said, oh, I just got this gut zoomer test back. Can you help me interpret? I'm like, I can, but I've never looked at one before, right? But I felt confident in my understanding of how things work to be able to kind of understand what's going on. Now, with that test, there was a lot of stuff in there that like, why do I care about these 400 microbes? Some are high, some are low, some are not. And what am I supposed to do or advise somebody to do? You know, oftentimes that comes with experience with the test. And I am going to reach out and finally take them up on their offer to teach me a little bit about that test. And maybe it's just like the Viome and the Ubiome where it's just a bunch of interesting information, but not a lot of clinical relevance to knowing that you got these 47 different organisms that are either too high or too low. Because there's no way to like, oh, we're going to customize the probiotic for this one, who nobody's ever heard of and no lab has ever formulated, right? On others, though, like, oh, if you have like problems with a gut bug that produces histamine, like, oh, that gives us some good information. So the point is that whether you've looked at a test or not before, when you really are in bed with, like, for lack of a better word, how the body works, the physiology, the biochemistry, you're going to get, oh my God, let's look here. We looked at somebody's, maybe it was privately, but I looked at someone's Dutch test and what we saw was something really, really unusual. And even the person at the lab had said that it was really, really unusual, right? And I don't remember which call it was on because I do so many, but it was basically that usually we see people with aromatase excess, and we see people with 5-alpha reductase excess, and you'll get that if you watch some of the Dutch calls and when we get to that module. But this was low, like super low on the 5-alpha reductase. And we're like, oh, what can increase that? So it was Michelle. Now I remember it was Michelle Gamble on the other day. And so what I did was I didn't have an answer for her, but I had a what's your next steps and what should you be investigating to try to understand this. I remember when Isabel was on with one of those that we had that same situation, not as severe. And we went through, and one of the things that can cause that is fatty liver. And she said, oh, this person has fatty liver. So we kind of hung our hat on, let's see what we can do to help this person get their liver healed. With this particular person, it didn't seem like that was the case, although it's possible, but blood sugar was perfect. Hemoglobin A1C was perfect. Liver enzymes were perfect. Cholesterol was perfect. Like all these things were perfect. So it was like, that may not be what's happening in that situation. And that's the kind of stuff I want you to be able to get. So I'm getting ahead of myself because we're talking labs. I'm going to go through at least the first two modules today, and maybe the third one or part of the third one, because the third one is really exciting because it's where we start to get into these biochemical pathways that relate to real life. And that's the macronutrients. So who has actually been through, many of you have, been through modules 1, 2, and 3 so far? Yes. Yes. Who's been through module 1 so far? Okay. Who's been through? Valerie, you've done them. You haven't done them? How do you know so much?
I haven't gone through them officially. I've just come to calls.
Okay. Okay. So now what we're going to do is we're going to get a commitment to go through, because when you go through the modules, and you could do it, you could pretend you're starting all over again and you're just going to go through them every time I do one. Will you promise to do that? Jill too, because you've been in a while. Yeah. Okay. And Claudia. Yeah. Claudia, so you can get away with taking a little longer on some of them. Okay. And Louisa too. Okay. Good. There is some really good information here. And it kind of pulls everything together. So is it okay if I share my screen now?
Can I say something really quick?
Yeah.
To help with that accountability, you will not get your certificate if you haven't gone through and checked off all your boxes and done all your quizzes.
Okay, because you have to do all the tests.
Exactly. So if that isn't something to spur you on, if this is after all this work, attending all these calls, all this time, that's what you'd like to receive. Go through
and it's
the
about learning too. I had a conversation with why did I just forget her name? She's in CORE and she only gets modules 1, 2, and then she gets all the lab stuff. And when I talked to her this afternoon, I was showing her some stuff and she goes, wow, yeah. She goes, I want to do that. She goes, I want to take the test even if I'm not, you know, in the certification program, because it's going to help me to learn, because I know that I'm going to learn this stuff if I can answer the questions at the end, right? So I'm going to share with you a little bit about the modules and we'll go through, and it's probably just going to be 1 and 2, but I think I want to at least get you excited about 3, because 1 and 2 are short enough and you may want to jump in and start doing some on 3. So I'm going to share, and okay, so tell me if you see it.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what? It's over on the side here. I think I'm going to stop the share and I'm going to move it onto my main screen because I feel like I'm going to be craning my neck to see it. So I'll put this over here. I'll put you guys over the other side. Zoom thing. All right. And then I'll make this bigger. Now I will say, okay. Now, do you see my screen? Yes. Okay. I'm going to bring you guys over a little bit closer. All right. If you haven't started here, start here. Most of you have. It's just basically basic stuff like, you know, make my email address in your safe list, et cetera, et cetera. If you didn't, I know, Heike, you finished them just from the disc I gave you at Shine, right? So you may not have done this piece. And in order to like check off on modules, you have to do it. Because I know you said by the time you got, you said, oh yeah, I did them all. I did all three that were on the little disc. So these are just basically steps for every program. Most of you have been in other programs before, but it's just there at the beginning to click off various things and get it done. So if you haven't done it, just go in and do it and then check things off like this because you'll get credit for it. You know, if you know you already did these, you could just read them there. You don't have to look at the thing. Okay, so then we're going to go back to the modules. And we're going to start with module one. So, you know, Lynn's gone through some of this in the orientation classes. If you haven't been to some of her orientations, certainly do that. But if you go to the side here where it says nutritional endocrinology, all your modules that are open to you currently are listed. So this is what it should look like as you get through, right? There's 36 modules. But you have to finish one to get to the next, to get to the next. It's kind of like college, right? They don't let you jump into sophomore math when you haven't finished freshman math because there's some things you're going to learn there that are going to be building. So we do a similar thing. So if I go to overview, that's our first module. And that's a bad name. We're going to change the name of that because it's way more than an overview. It's a really a good comprehensive look at endocrinology as a whole. Not comprehensive in that we go deep, but overall. So I guess it is an overview. So each module, I want you to start with looking here at learning objectives because this is going to frame you for what you're going to learn in this module. So in the hormone overview of endocrinology, we're going to look for describing what hormones are and what they do. Well, most of you already know that. But that's what you got to be able to do by the end of this module. Name the endocrine glands and where they reside in the body. It's kind of a trick question because some of them reside like in nebulous places like your digestion and heart and all that. Understand the concept of hormone receptors, which is super important as we get more advanced and especially as we look at thyroid tests and we look at Dutch tests and we go, oh, this person has perfect numbers, but they still have symptoms. Maybe it's a receptor resistance. And I talked about that on the public call yesterday and Monday. Name the hormones produced by the hypothalamus and the pituitary and give an overview of their functions. And name the six major hormone pairs. That's kind of my own thing. I kind of made them into groups and you'll see what they are. Name the hormone families and list the hierarchy of nutritional endocrinology interventions. By going through each of the three core content pages, you'll be able to answer all these questions and a whole lot more, okay? The next thing we do is a pretest. For those of you who have been straight-A students and don't like not being a straight-A student, be prepared because this is testing you on something you haven't learned yet. It's kind of to give you an idea of what you need to be looking for in this module. And also to give you an idea, if you do know a lot of it, because a lot of you have a lot of different backgrounds. So what are hormones? You'd be surprised. We have some of our nursing and medical people that don't get that right at the beginning because it's not the way they've been taught, right? What are hormones and what's pregnenolone? And you probably don't know a lot of this if you haven't studied this, but if you've taken some of our other classes, like adrenal and stuff, you probably do know it. This is something the hormone pairs are, you've got to have gone through it. And yeah, so these are just it. Usually the pretests are 10 questions. We don't want to get you too far in the weeds going, oh my God, I'm terrible. I'm stupid. No, we don't expect you to get any of them right at the beginning, right? We expect that you're going to get most of them wrong at the beginning. And that's going to frame you to what you need to do. So if you get half of them right, and it wasn't just guessing, you know, you really knew them. The other half of the things you know as you're going through the module, you're going to focus on learning how to do. Does that make sense? Yes? So it's a helpful thing. It's not scored. It's not graded. Okay. So then we're going to go through the first video. And this one is 42 minutes long. So this video is going to give you an idea of the relationships between hormones as well as, you know, an overview of the endocrine system. I find it helpful when I'm sharing with people like a preview or an overview of a module to open up the slides to give you an idea of what you're going to get. So we start with like really overviewing, like, why are people coming to you? And the whole thing about, you know, complex cases that Western medicine doesn't know how to solve, but that functional medicine and nutrition do. Then we go into the hormones defined, what are receptors. So you can see that none of my questions are trick questions. It's all in the content. I don't believe in doing the kind of questions that they do in medical school. And when you take these boards and it's a 3-hour class and they're saying A and B, or A but not B, A plus C but not D. Like, it just drives you nutty just reading the questions, let alone it doesn't test your real knowledge. The questions we ask, for the most part, are related to the clinical application of this material. Do you need to know the name of the, you know, the bilipid layer and all this stuff? You need to know the concept. You need to know the names if you're reading technical journals. I'm losing my voice at the end of this week. Excuse me. The major endocrine glands, you know, the master controller, the pituitary, the hypothalamus. We tell you exactly what hormones are produced where and what they do. And this is an overview because it's a 47-minute thing. So the slides don't have everything. And then the interaction between the hormones, what they control, and what kind of symptoms your people are going to be having when they have hormone imbalances. So it's really a good overview. Many of you know it already. If you've been to Shine, if you've heard me speak before, you've heard this, but it's really a good review to go through it again. So I put that over there, and I'm going to go back over here. Sorry. I need a day of not speaking. All right. So on all of these pages, you have your transcript and you have your audio. So I recommend you watch the video and then you have the transcript to read, or you read the transcript and then watch the video, or you listen to the audio and read the transcript, whatever works for you, right? And printing out the slides is helpful because you can take notes on the slides. And that, I find that extra kinesthetic involvement of using your hand will help to cement it in your brain better. At least it does for me. I never look at my notes. I just write them and then I remember stuff because I wrote it most of the time, not always. I was the one in school where I would have index cards for everything. I mean, literally had boxes and boxes, bigger and bigger. And I would write them and I'd write things in all different ways. So by the time it came to take a test, I didn't have time to read my index cards. But the act of making the index cards made sense. So if you're finding like you want to keep track of things, so you want to make a chart for yourself of the hypothalamus and how it controls the other hormones, that could be a really nice chart that keeps you involved. And this one is about, what is it? 54 minutes. So this is a little longer. The web of hormone interrelationships. So we go through all the different hormones we're going to cover in detail throughout the program, but you do it in a way that is more of an overview. And here's what I look at. This is the pairs, right? The pairs are the hormones that work together. Like maybe one makes something go up and one makes something go down, and I explain it all in the video. You know, insulin helps to make the sugar go down by putting the sugar into the cells. Glucagon helps the sugar go up by grabbing some of the stored sugar from the liver. So when you hear somebody say, oh, I have to eat every 2 or 3 hours, or, you know, how could somebody go longer? How do you keep your blood sugar steady? Insulin and glucagon. If your pancreas and your liver are working properly, then you're good. Now, the people that say that, I start to think, do they have a problem with their pancreas? Are they not producing enough insulin? Are they producing too much? Do they have a problem with their liver not being able to access that stored sugar? So these are the kinds of things I start to think about as I'm working with people because I understand these relationships. The other the other thing that I find fun is talking about hormones in families. You know, families are, you know, collections of hormones that kind of have an interaction together and they have kind of a shared function. So we have the metabolic rate, which is thyroid, but other things related to it, blood sugar balancing, appetite, digestion, stress, sex and reproduction, sleep, thoughts and emotions, and organ functions. And I made you a set of charts that I highly recommend. I'll show you how to find them, that you print out. And what I like to do is keep a little, you know, booklet. This isn't the one, but I like a little folder or, you know, a real bunched that you keep on your desk of those charts that you want to be able to quickly look at or show someone. Boy, this is not good. So here's the hormone families, and I just drew a few of the interactions, and I explained this on the video because they're all interconnected. We can't just fix one thing and expect everything else to get fixed. We have to interconnect them. So then I go through the families, the metabolic rate, and we have this really cool chart. And we talk about the thyroid, blood sugar, and this is overview, right? So this gives you a preframe for when you come to the calls, you understand when we're going into more depth. Sure, we have a whole module on thyroid. It's, you know, video after video after video, and it has all the testing and all. But this gives you this framework of all the different parts that you're going to be dealing with and helping people with. Okay, so then that's what's in here. Yeah, I'm not going to go through them all. I do love these charts. The charts that show the connection between hormones and metabolites. So this is one that I highly recommend that you print out and have handy. Because when you're looking at somebody and they have high cortisol, what other things can it affect? And how is it that you're going to help them? You're not going to just go, oh, let's just give them estrogen because they're low. Like why, right? The big question, why? And if they have high cortisol because they're under a lot of stress, we're going to go backwards to try to help them that way. So we explain all of that. The other chart that I like a lot is, well, this one's again, but I show you the interaction to sex hormones. This one, this estrogen metabolism one, that's another one to keep printed out because what I did was I put on here the things that make that particular estrogen metabolite, and we explain what that is here, higher or lower. And so you know that, oh, look, no wonder this person has this high 4-hydroxy because they don't have enough, you know, of all these things that are going to help them move it to 2. This isn't going to make any sense to you if you haven't been through the Dutchess with me before, but this helps you to be able to understand when we get on the calls and do this. And that's it. Okay, so we have all of those set up, even the organ specific. Like people don't think about endocrinology when they think of kidney function or cardiac function, but here's some of the ones that are related to the kidney and the thymus and the parathyroid and the liver and all that. Okay. And if there's questions as we go through this, please stop me. But here's the charts that I was just telling you about. Highly recommend you go to these charts. It's just like big copies of the slides. There's 7 pages on, and it talks about what are the hormones and how they're categorized. These are the ones that control or are involved in metabolic rate. These are the ones that are involved in blood sugar, appetite, digestion, stress. And we go through all of these in way more detail later, but I love summary charts. Who likes summary charts? Yes? Yeah. Okay. And the last part of this is assessment and balance. Again, we're going to go through way detail in this in later modules. But what this, the intention of this module is to give you a good overview so that when you come to calls and you hear people talking about different things, you have something to connect it to. So again, this one has, and they all have transcripts, by the way. So I'm going to look at the slides just to give you an idea. And in my experience, there's a hierarchy of the order you should be addressing interventions, right? So somebody has low sex hormones. They come in to see you and they say, my biggest thing is hot flashes. Now, you may know some amazing herbs, black cohosh, you may know that that helps a lot of people with hot flashes. You may know that magnesium is an important nutrient. But what you don't know by just listening to that without doing a thorough history, which is a later module, is why their sex hormones are out of balance. Do they have a digestive imbalance? Do they have an adrenal imbalance? Do they have a thyroid imbalance? Are they not getting enough sleep? Are they not getting enough nutrients, specific nutrients in their diet? So it's really important as you assess that you keep all these things in mind. And we have a lot of modules on assessment. And you can go through each of these pieces. So overview of what the assessment tools are. And each of these has its own module on asking the right questions and using symptom surveys, doing a physical exam, blood chemistry, and then the functional assessment. So each of these has its own module to go into depth for you so you understand how to do this with people. And then I look at the hierarchies and food that's disrupt and foods that support hormones. So this is just an overview. This is a shorter one. I think this one's only 18 minutes. Wow. So that's a shorter one. So that's module one. Who's excited about getting in and doing module one? Yes? Yes? Good stuff, right? It's a lot of good stuff. Some of it you probably already know just from your other experience and just from being on the calls. Like when you come to our calls week after week, you kind of pick it up by osmosis. So it's going to be easier to pick this up, right? Make sense? Yeah. So ready to move on to module two? So, okay, let me just give you an overview. What I really want you to know from module one to be able to use with people is actually in here. Is you can actually, every single module has this. What do you do next now that you've learned this? I said, review the major hormones and find somebody that you can explain it to so that you can explain to people when they come into your office or when you work with them on Zoom. The more you teach it, the easier it becomes to remember. And I will tell you, that's how I remember so much, is because I teach it. Explore the advanced topics and I'll show you what's in there. And then incorporate hormone harmonizing diet and lifestyle factors into your own life and teach them to your clients or family members. So those are just basic stuff. But the reason I want you to understand it is it's a big picture overview. So your brain starts to like make connections when you ask them questions. So each module, most modules have an advanced topics. And here it's stuff that I've found. Some of them are advanced and some of them are just extras and references. Are videos that I found, or there was a flashcards. Is it not going? Okay. So there's just some stuff that I found that goes into more depth about each of these areas. If you want to, these are optional. It's just to deepen. Hypothalamus article, pituitary article, hypothalamus hormone flashcards. So if you learn well with flashcards, it, you know, on one side, it'll say, each one will show you what, and then you have to guess what the hormone is, right? So if you go here and it says controls follicle stimulating hormone, FSH plus LH release stimulates the ovaries and testes. What would that be? Anybody? Lynn, you already went through this. What is that hormone up above in the hypothalamus?
Sorry, I was on a, somebody called me, so.
That controls the release of FSH and LH. Okay, I'm going to leave you hanging if you don't know.
Okay, so. We're having a blizzard and somebody had just called me about something.
No worries, don't worry about it. We'll just move on.
Okay.
So here's one that most of you might know. It's a hypothalamus hormone that promotes TSH and prolactin secretion. Anybody know that one? I'll give you a hint. Most of the hypothalamus hormones are called releasing hormones or releasing factors. So this one's called thyroid releasing hormone. Anyway, these are good because you can, after you've done the thing, you can practice this, right? It's flashcards. I don't know if it shows you the answer. And you can shuffle them. Press space bar or click the card to flip it.
Controls FSH plus LH release. Stimulates the ovaries and testes.
Why did it not do it? Oh, there it is. So you hit the space bar. Gonadotropin releasing hormone. Right? That's the one that Okay. So it's really cool because you can practice and test yourself. I don't know how I found it, but I found it. And then endocrine system overview in YouTube. Some of these YouTube videos I find are funny, and that's why I do them. Like they just let you learn with humor. So that's in the advanced, the next steps, and then finally, good old module exam. Okay. I think it's 25 questions, right? You get.
Can I make a comment about next steps?
Yep.
So I often recommend to people, they use next steps on ways to build their business. So when you look at next steps, I don't know if you can go there and look at what they are. Because oftentimes we're like, especially if you're just new and starting this out. So like this one says, review the major hormones and find someone to whom you can practice explaining. Well, you could actually do a class on this. You could do just a free $10 class, whatever, and just use some of these pieces to show people what you're learning, and have your calendar there to sign people up because they're going to want to work with you because you know more.
So, yeah, because if you explain it, that's a good point. Like here, if you just do a class in understanding your hormones and how they work and strategies for balancing them. So you could teach them about them, and then you can just teach them basic stuff, right? You don't have to get into detail, but mostly people are going to respond by just some diet, sleep, stress, like foundational pillar stuff. And that's right. A point. You could sign up people.
And then the last one says incorporate the hormone harmonizing diet cell factors. So you could create a little handout for people as they leave there that they can use, maybe with some recipes. You can even have some of the recipes there. I mean, the food that you've actually made. So anyway, I know sometimes people tend to just kind of gloss over the next steps, but there's some things there.
Yeah, there's a lot, and this is real basic, but the others, it gets like really good stuff that you can use with your clients, with your family members, with yourself. Yeah, good point. Okay, got it. Module 2. Is this helpful at all? Yeah? Okay. There's so much good stuff in here. I was so thrilled when I started going back through it. I'm like, wow, how the heck did we create all this? All right. Cellular metabolism. This is one of my favorites. Here's why. You may see, wow, cellular metabolism, what's so exciting about that? If you don't understand how energy is produced at a cellular level, how are you going to help people to understand why they have no energy? So this is going through how the cells work, but the Krebs cycle, which the Krebs cycle is how energy is produced. And this is what we see people all the time. I would say 80% of all the people you're going to see are going to say they have low energy, right? Who agrees with that? Yes? Yes. Yeah. So if you understand that, wait, maybe it's Krebs cycle and maybe they're missing some of the nutrients that support the Krebs cycle. And, you know, this explains when you'll see it, explains why sometimes just giving somebody B vitamins has a tremendous effect. And in other cases, it doesn't because they don't have a B vitamin deficiency, but the B vitamins work in the Krebs cycle. And the majority of people, if you see the average person in the street versus the knowledgeable ones, like, you know, the in the know ones, like I see a lot on my Facebook page and all that, but they're eating white pasta, white bread. They're eating things that are depleting their B vitamin every single day. And it can be major. I will say that the more knowledgeable the client is when they come in, the more they know and the more they've made changes already to their diet, the harder it is to deal with them. So when somebody comes in and you're looking and going, they're smoking cigarettes and drinking Coke, rejoice, rejoice, because the little things you give them to do are going to have huge impact. But the person who's eating nothing but organic and is meditating every day and exercising and blah, 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 you're going to have to dig deeper to find a solution. So I'm excited. I don't see those people much anymore, but the ones that are doing all the wrong things, that's easy. Those are the easy ones. So don't get frustrated. Like, don't they know anything? Like, where do they live? Do they live on another planet? No, we live in the planet of constant online nutrition summits, and we're exposed to this all the time. The average person isn't. The average person isn't. I've been super excited to see my family members coming on my Facebook page and groups and participating. And today I just did a quick one up and I said, hey, who's bought Ocean Robin's book? You know? And I showed it. And my aunt wrote back and said, I got it yesterday. I'm like, wow. So my aunt, I had a cousin, I had my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, my sister, all of these folks have been following the keto challenge. Is that cool or what? You know? So they're getting smart now. It's really cool. Anyway, so this is it. It's only one video. It's a long one though. Let's see. I think it's, let's see my second page. So it's not too long. I thought I heard somebody on the phone. Maybe it's somebody, one of you guys. All right. So this one is another one that has charts. So again, make yourself a note to print out these charts and have them in a little binder for yourself to be able to refer to them. And I'll show you the charts first. The reason I like this is cellular metabolism charts and diagram packet. Is that me? Oh, I just must have not. Oh, it is me. I accidentally knocked my phone off the hook. The sound of an old-fashioned landline. So this might be overwhelming when you look at this, but here's the thing. When you go through the module and you refer back to this, this is going to give you a, oh, look at all the different nutrients that may be having a problem. When you start to look at organic acid tests, which test a lot of these metabolites, you'll be able to refer back to this chart. So for example, protein has to get broken down in amino acids. We talk about that in module 3. So what is required in order to break the protein down? Well, folate, B6, and B12, right? So if somebody's having trouble, they're eating all this protein, but they don't seem to be having the right amount of amino acids and their neurotransmitters are out of balance, maybe it's some of these vitamins, which explains why B6 and B12 are so important for brain function. Carbohydrates get broken down to glucose and they go through glycolysis. Here's some of the nutrients that are required to get them into the Krebs cycle. It's the beginning of the Krebs cycle, right? So you can actually look at that. So fat gets converted to fatty acids, then to acetyl-CoA, and B1, B2, and is nicotinamide, which is B3, niacin, but it's a form, a special form of it. So this may not make sense now, but you're going to love this chart once you get through this, because once you start looking at some of these tests, you're going to go, oh, this is so cool. This is the cell membrane, just an up close and personal with that. And the understanding of this is it's explained in the module, but is how somebody has a disrupted cell membrane, they're not going to get nutrients into their cell or waste products out of their cell. And there's things that, you know, create oxidative damage that damages this, but also the person that comes in to see you who's, you know, eating Twinkies and eating margarine, right? They have all the wrong fats. Those fats get embedded into this cell membrane and that cell membrane gets stiff and it gets, you know, inelastic and it doesn't allow for the in and out as well. So anyway, there you go. Another one. And then a little bit of the inside of the cell. You don't have to memorize all of these things. I will never say that I've memorized the names of all these things. And that's something that you do in grad school or medical school. You memorize the things and you forget about them because there's not a clinical relevance. But having an idea of how it works and the good old mitochondria. Every cell of the body has them. And we talk about more about how they're used. And do I remember the Christi and the intermembrane? No, when I look at it, it jars me. But I don't have this stuff memorized. If you said to me, sit down and draw that picture and mark it, I would fail, right? I would not be able to do it. But that's not the important part. The important part is that you know functionally, and that's the good old Krebs cycle. And I don't know, maybe I'm weird, but charts like this excite me. And I'll tell you why. Especially like this chart when I'm reading somebody's oat test, which you'll learn about in module 20 or something like that, is that I can tell if there's a block in one of these, like they have low energy. And then we look at a test and we see some of the spots where it's blocked. We can tell, oh, maybe they have a B3 or magnesium or manganese deficiency, right? So these help us to see what's going on with them. Okay. And this is for the tough cases. This is not for every, you don't need this for everybody that walks in the door, but for those tough cases where you're going, oh, And maybe they have a genetic SNP where they're not activating this vitamin. And now that's playing into here. And what do? We got to give them more of that vitamin and make sure, of course, they're eating properly. And then there's the fatty acid thing, which we go through in a lot more detail in module three. But the cool part about this is, right here, the inflammation cascade. And I like, you know, doing it with pictures. So we have our little firefighters, but you get to see how inflammation is produced and you get to see how the drugs intervene, but it doesn't really fix the problem. And then we get to see how we can intervene with nutrients and help the inflammation, right? And so it's always a good thing to look at this chart to remember, oh yeah, now I remember most of these nutrients that are involved with the going from like the flaxseed omega-3 down to the fish, the one that's usually in fish. But yeah, oh, no wonder everybody thinks they can't convert and they have to have fish oil because they're eating white flour and, you know, nutrient deficient foods and they're not able to convert. Does this make sense? Yes? No? You'll know, you'll understand it more when we go through. Okay. So I love these charts. And that's it for two. Let me see if there's anything else in here I wanted to show you. In here, we talk a lot about how the cells work, how they function. I love this one because it's an overview of what affects energy, right? People jump in, well, maybe we'll just give you some B vitamins, or maybe it's your thyroid. Here's some thyroid stuff, or maybe it's your adrenals. Let's do some adaptogens. But there's a lot of things that can affect energy, including digestion. So what causes fatigue? All the stuff where I teach you about the different parts, the citric acid cycle. So I'll explain it all. Right now I'm doing a quick overview, but I take my time to explain it. And then what nutrients protect people from the free radical damage that the Krebs cycle just naturally creates. What nutrients are needed to produce energy? So if somebody's eating plenty and they're not having energy, if it's in the mitochondria, it might be deficiencies in some of these nutrients. And we see when you look at the diet, how they could get those deficiencies, right? And if they're on a statin and the statins interfere with CoQ10, they're not going to be able to make energy. Does that make sense? Yeah. And so that's what we go through in here. So you got a lot of good information in here. And I explain the cycle. So what do you want to do with this information? I think I've talked a lot about that already. Can you see why that is important to understand how that works so that you're not just blanketing, setting, giving them protocols? I hate protocols. Protocols implies that everybody's the same. You can create protocols for an individual based on looking at their tests, listening to them and all, but protocols that are generic, I just don't think they work all that well. So we do have some advanced topics. And these are the book. This is where I introduced the book. If you haven't already gotten it, it's a good book to get. You don't have to have this book, but some kind of book that's human metabolism and nutrition. I particularly like this one because when the new editions come out, the old editions show up on, yeah, Lynn's holding it up. The old edition shows up on Amazon for like $27. And, you know, the new edition is $250. And, you know, you might as well get the old edition. It doesn't, not that much changed in it. It gives you an overview. And you really can, in here, read about the cell and energy transformation. And the more different things you read or watch, the more things sink in. So you may get bored if you just listen to my video three or four times. But if you listen to my video and then you go and read the chapter and then you watch some of these YouTube videos, which, like I said, some of these, let's see if there's a good one. Let's see. Oh, I need a flash player. Ugh, something's wrong on my computer. Let's see if some of the others are here. All right, these were all from this Anatomy and Physiology. Apparently, I need to enable my flash player. But they're really good because they go through all these things and they give you like summaries and everything else. So it just gives you more repetition. Okay. And then the next steps, okay, what are we going to do for energy, right? La, la, la. Take a look at your own habits. Are you eating for energy, including mitochondria food? Make a list of the habits you need to change. Think about what you can do to replace bad habits with those that support your mitochondria. And then you can do the same for your family members, your clients, etc. Create your own simple checklist you can give to clients that includes strategies to feed and nourish the body from the inside out. So based on what you're going to learn here, that'll be obvious. You go, oh yeah, I like that. And if at the end of every chapter, you figure out a handout you can make for somebody or a little description. Who is it that does it? Shonda, right? I think Shonda's the one. At the end of every module, she creates a little handout that she can give somebody to teach them the overview of what she learned in that module. And that helps her to learn it better, but it also helps her to have resources for her clients. And go through the Krebs cycle diagram and make a list for yourself of the nutrients that are important. So that'll just get you familiar with going through it, right? You don't have to do all that, but if you do it, you're going to be more likely to pass the test. And I think there's 25 or 30 questions on this one. Yeah, 30 questions. Okay. And we give you the pictures, and some of it is identifying things. So you can always just open up the charts and have them open in another window and cheat. But it's just more from a standpoint of wanting you to understand it. So questions will be based on those. All right. We good? Anybody want one more module? You want to go through? Yeah, macronutrients. Yeah, macronutrients is a fun module. It's a long one. So this will give you three modules to work on before our next one, right? So over the course of the next month, if you haven't caught up, it's pretty easy to do these three modules. When we get to the next module after that, module four, we're going to talk about ways to break it up. And Lynn and I need to strategize about how we can get you to, if you want to open up the module after number four and keep going, because module four is our micronutrients, and there's about an hour presentation on every nutrient. So it's about 25 or 30 hours long. You may not be able to finish that in a month, and you may want to spread it out over time. So we'll talk about that next month when we go through it, like, you know, be doing two or three, you know, or maybe you do one nutrient a week while you move forward and work on some of the other stuff, because you may want to keep moving forward. Does that make sense? Does that make sense, Lynn? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's go here. And this is a module Lynn likes to show people when she's talking to them about joining, because she said it really has so much good information that people get excited about. So learning objectives. And this is where, you know, the macronutrients, right? People have a misunderstanding of macronutrients, and there's just so much crazy information about macronutrient ratios. And there's one about, well, there's one eating program called It's All About Your Macros. It says it doesn't matter what you eat as long as you get the macronutrient ratios right. Okay, so if I'm meeting my carbohydrate ratio with Triscuits or M&Ms, it's okay. Like, seriously, I don't think that's a health program. I think it's a fad, crazy diet program. So understand what the macronutrients are, what they do, where they're found, hormone balancing and healing effects of macronutrients, and the role of each of the macronutrient categories. So that's what our objectives are in here. We had a 10-question, I'm pretty sure it's a 10-question pretest that, again, many of you will know already, because some of it's just common knowledge, but some of it you're going to go, huh? What does that mean? What is disaccharide? So what are the building blocks of all fats, et cetera, et cetera? And the last one is protein consists of all of the following elements except carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and iodine. Who knows that answer? Raise your hand if you know the answer. Protein, carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and iodine. Which of those does protein not contain? Louisa, you trying to say? Jill? You gotta unmute yourself.
It's iodine, right?
Iodine, right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. These are elements that are part of, they're biological, they're organic compounds, right? Iodine is in a whole totally different class. So yeah, carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, iodine. So it's, you know, some of them are real easy questions and some of them are longer. Right. And you have to, like, if you know this, if you've been on some of my calls or gone through a blood spot fatty acid analysis with me, you'll know what, which enzyme helps to convert short chain omega-3 to long chain, Lynn should know this. Lynn, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay, which question is it?
Which of the following enzymes helps convert short-chain omega-3s and 6s to long-chain? Catalase, 5-iodine, deiodinase, delta-6 desaturase, alpha-5 desaturase, and desaturase prime.
I'm thinking it's number two, 5-deiodinase.
5-deiodinase is actually in a thyroid, an enzyme that...
maybe that's why I'm like, light. That's
T4 to T3 conversion, so yeah.
That's probably why it stood out to me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. These are good things to know, especially if you're conversing with someone and especially if you're trying to read study.
I'll tell you, I've actually just started going through the modules because, you know, if I stay too long in one area, I forget some of the other things.
Yep.
So I know sometimes people will just keep going through, and I'm like, well, it's good to go back and view. So that's what I'm doing. And this is why, because I'm like,
And you know, the tests are a good way to review, because especially the post-test with the pre-test too, because if you go to take the test, you can just make a note of all the things that you didn't, you know, that are not clear, and then just go back into the module and look at that. You don't have to watch, you know, 6 hours of video again, right? But the transcripts help with that too, because you could skim transcripts if it's your second pass through. Okay. All right. So the intro is very short. It's like, I don't know, 7 minutes, 9 minutes, right? And it's just introducing you to the concept of macronutrients, what they are, water, fat, protein, carb. You know, I talk for 9 minutes. I don't know how, but I do. And then we go on to each of them. So we're going to go to water. And people a lot of times leave that out. When they think about macronutrients, we forget how important water is. Water has a lot of resources. So in addition, we have really good, in addition to the video, which is, I think, 18 minutes long, we have a chart of review points. So yay. This is the kind of thing you can create for all your modules if you want. So just review points. And then we have all these cool things, hydration status assessment, protocols, like how much should people be drinking, and a schedule. So these are useful things that you're going to be able to use with people. And then additional materials, macronutrients, water, what your clients need to know, the lowdown on water and filtration systems, right? And know that on any of these, there's a box above the content. If there's notes while you're going through and you want to take specific notes, you can do it up here. Where is it? On this one, I don't see it. I saw it on all the others. Can you make a note of things we find that need to be fixed, Lynn? It says personal notes.
Yeah, it doesn't click
on
it.
Your notes will be saved to a page you may edit, save, or add to. So when you come back to this page, if Louisa puts some notes in and she comes back to this page, her page is going to look different than Lynn's page because it's saving your own notes on the page. So if there's stuff you want to do, or like say you watch something and you run out of time, you go, oh, I want to look up, you know, something or other in more detail, you can just make a note to yourself there. But that it seems to be missing on this page. I've usually seen it above the video. I'll show you on one of the other pages. All right. So that's the water. And, you know, we basically teach you about, you know, the importance of water and how to basically teach your folks. we have more detail on water in terms of how to teach people in the Body Freedom Foundations. So under nutrition, one of the first ones is hydration. And so we give you a lot of tools and resources there that you can use with people to help them get on a good hydration. And, you know, signs of dehydration, right? Feeling tired, feeling flushed. The things that people may not think of. It's not feeling thirsty. Thirst comes after you've been down like 3 cups or something. I like this one, dreaming of oceans. I dream of oceans anyway. I don't think it's because I'm thirsty. I just love oceans. But anyway, so all of these things that share with you, what can happen if they're not hydrated? You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty is a great book that we have on the reference page. And then fat. Fat's, I think, the most complicated of all of them. Yeah, it's an hour and 19 minutes, one of them is, and 45 minutes on the other one. So it's a lot of detail. Fats are important because what are they precursor to? If you don't have the right fats, what can that cause? Valerie, what happens if you don't have the right kind of fats? What can that cause in the body? That's the core of many diseases.
Well, fat makes up all the membranes and the brain.
Yep. Yep. And what else? What else can, like, the wrong fats create in the body that can cause disease?
Inflammation.
And by the end of this module on fat, you're going to understand that. You may not have it memorized, but you'll have charts that you can print out and you can be looking at to say, oh, look, this person has all this inflammation, and look at some of these nutrients that they're out of balance on. Okay, so this one has, this is just the fat structure. Now, here's where we get a little geeky and into science. And again, you don't have to memorize this, but I think it's important to understand it. You know, why is fat important, et cetera? And the different types of fats, the different kinds of fatty acids. What is the structure of a fat? And how are they different from saturated, polyunsaturated, and monounsaturated? All explained to you in the video, okay? And we go into a lot of detail. And which ones are they? And then omega, right? We hear omega-3 and 6. Who knows what the difference is between omega-3 and 6? Anybody? Yeah, you want to say, Jill? Looks like you're trying to talk. Yeah, so, whoops. You got it? There you go.
Well, I kind of know about, you know, some of the different foods, but the science, you know, configurations, I don't really know.
So you know the foods, but like, what is the difference? Do you know that it's just because they're unsaturated fats, right? So they're polyunsaturated fats. So that means they have, and we explain it in here, two double bonds, and the omega classification is the location of the first double bond. And you'll learn more about that in here. And you go, oh, wow. You know, so many people throw that around, omega-3 and 6, and they don't even really understand that these tiny little changes in the structure of a fat is like here. If you look here, here's an omega-3 and here's an omega-6, right? There's where the first, see the double bond? Polyunsaturates have more than one double bond. Monounsaturates have only one double bond. And saturated have no double bonds. And the double bonds mean there's one less carbon. So that's all it means. And structurally, when you do that shift, there's a huge difference in what happens. So if you look at this, the one in omega-3, that there's the first double bond. And in the six, it's there. That's the difference. Right? And there's a lot of different fats that are considered omega-3. There's a lot that are considered omega-6. But when you understand how subtle a difference is, and when people say, oh, well, I'll take the synthetic form of that, you know, or a drug that's a synthetic hormone, they're so different than the real thing. And when we look at the molecules of nature and how a slight difference, like where the double bond is, makes a huge difference in function. And when we get into estrogen and progesterone and testosterone, you're going to see that the difference between estrogen and testosterone is less than the difference between progesterone and synthetic progesterone. Yet they're going to tell you that it doesn't matter. It's structurally the same. And we find it doesn't. Progesterone, for example, is very protective in terms of breast cancer, protects the breast and other hormonally sensitive tissue. Progestins have been found, they're what's implicated in a lot of those studies that said that hormone replacement, synthetic hormone replacement is dangerous. So we just, when we know this and understand it, you're not going to memorize. I don't have any of these memorized. I don't, you know, I look at my charts. Right, I do know the difference between 6 and 3, but I don't know what all the names of them are, right? So we go through that in there for you. And then I give you real life example. When you're reading this on a test, a hint of what's to come later in the immune system modules and the fatty acid testing module. But I show you how you can see these differences. And I talk about some cases. And then I go into some things you're going to hear about. Well, what are triglycerides really? What are steroids really? Right? What are sterols? What are all these things? And how does that play into the hormone balance? Right? We think everybody has to have a cholesterol. So somebody bragging about how this herb or product or whatever lowers cholesterol to below 100. God forbid we lower our cholesterol to be below 100. Where goes our sex hormones? Right? Not a good thing, because all the sex hormones are made from the cholesterol. Anyway, good stuff. Very science geeky. You know, you don't have to memorize it all, but go through the, you might want to look at the tests and see what I think are the important things. But it's really good to hear it, right? Really good to hear it. Make sense? Is that too geeky? You're in here to be geeky. Who signs up for a program in nutritional endocrinology that has 36 modules? Who doesn't want to know geeky science? Not very many people, okay? It's just you haven't had the structure or the motivation to get started. And you're all going to get started now, right? You're all going to go through modules 1, 2, and 3 by the time we hit our next call in March. Correct? Yes? 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 Good. All right. Good. Okay. So there's a lot of good stuff here on the FATS page. Look at all the cool stuff I've given you, right? Questionnaires and labs and reports so that you can see them, protocols that I've written. And additional materials that we got from our energy recharge program, things, handouts and stuff I've made for people, and various ebooks. Plus, I give you access to my Eat Your Way Out of Pain home study course, which was, it was just basically a 2-hour presentation I did for clients years ago. And then we turned it into a course by, you know, getting a transcript made and getting the recordings copied. So you get access to all of that. And the flow charts are in there, which is really cool. So if you look at the flowcharts, I think it's in the same as in the other one. Oh, these were the redone ones. Yeah. Pretty cool, eh? And you print those out and you keep them in your, you know, by your desk. Yeah, somebody?
Yes, I have a question.
Yeah.
On module two, under the cellular metabolism, under the core content, it says there's only one video, but I didn't have a way to print a transcript. Mine doesn't have any, like the other modules.
Okay, so that, okay, we'll go back to that. Can we go back to that when I finish this? And we'll make sure.
Sure.
That, okay, good, thank you. So that's module 2.
Yes.
Great, okay. All right, we'll make sure that, and Lynn's taking notes on what we have to give our tech team to be able to get this done.
I couldn't quite hear, what did she say?
That module 2 does not give me the capability of printing the transcript or the slides. It only shows the video.
Okay, we'll go back and look at that. Okay, so this whole thing is about, this is all the practical stuff. This is the practical application, managing fats and inflammation. So like you're saying right here, when you go here and go save as, you can't do it like on the others. Okay, we'll look at that. But this, again, you're going to see these charts over and over again in so many different ways, over and over again until you get them, right? And that, I find repetition is, for me, what I really need. And then we have all this really cool stuff down here. And then we're going to go to protein and then carbohydrates. Protein, there's 3 videos, a 20 minute, a 36, and a 17. So it's a total of a little over an hour. And I like to break them up into shorter videos. I can't always figure out where to break them. So some of them are going to be like 45 minutes to an hour, but it makes it easy that you go, oh, this is only 20 minutes. I can sit down and watch this. So on the protein page, we're going to look at, you know, it's again, like I did with the fats, what the structure is and what the amino acids are and what are proteins. Right. And this has a lot to do with your brain function. So your people who are depressed, who are anxious, who have ADD, they may not have the right amino acids happening in their body. you know, being broken down, not enough protein, perhaps poor protein absorption, perhaps, or lack of the nutrients required to break down and cleave those from each other. Okay. So, and then there's your energy producing amino acids called branch chain. Who's heard of branch chain amino acids, right? It's popular in the weightlifting world. My kid is always, Mom, what about branch chain amino acids? Can I take them? But they're basically ones that can be broken down into fuel. And then some of these others are, they're all listed here. And then there's stuff about the protein dilemma, too much versus too little. The Goldilocks nutrient. Then we go through sources of protein in the diet. And this I did a really good, like, what does cooking do to it? How much do we need? And then protein in animal flesh, protein in dairy and eggs, protein in legumes, vegetables, nuts and seeds. So all different places where someone could get protein. You've got access to these charts that you can print out and share with them how much they can get. Make sense? Is that good? That's helpful clinical stuff. You know, so this is good academic, get in deep, but everything has to have a clinical application here. Protein powder. So I did a short video. It's only like 17 minutes long about protein powders. And yeah, there's some new ones on the market and this was done a few years back, but you know, what ingredients should you be warning your clients to be aware of when they're buying a protein powder? How do they choose it? How do they do it? How do they make it taste good? And I just show some of the ones I've used. There's a lot more now. It's like protein powder is like the in thing, you know? And then I gave you a resource for a deeper understanding is chapter 7. Okay. All right. So we're at the bottom of that page. Let's look at carbohydrates and then we'll look at some of the great done for you resources that we have here. So we have carbohydrates. Again, it's going to be all the structure stuff. What's the difference between a monosaccharide, a disaccharide, an oligosaccharide? What are the differences? So you have a lot of chemical structures in here. Oh, wait, this is just the function, structure and function. Oh, the next one goes into the, let's go see. Oh, that's the introduction to structure and function. This is the juicy stuff. This is the juicy stuff. Yeah, so see, cool, biochemicals. It's really nice to understand this when people are talking about glucose, galactose, fructose, lactose, maltose. What are the differences between them? What are oligosaccharides and fructooligosaccharides? Because your clients are going to be saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to take this stuff with FOS in it. And if you understand what it is and how it works and how, what some of the downsides could be if they have specific things going on and the sugar alcohols. That's what we have. Clinical applications. Okay. We talk about how does cooking affect it? What are the top 20 foods by average acrylamide, which happens when you cook some of these things? When do people need higher carbs? When they could get in trouble if their carbs are too low? Types of carbs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So lots of good stuff in there. And then gluten-free, how long was that one? That's about 47 minutes long. So why and when should we be talking to people about gluten-free? My feeling is anytime somebody is exhausted, has hormone imbalances, you should be talking to them about gluten-free. Okay, so then there's this thing all about gluten-free and some labs, and that's a book that I put together. And finally, the last one is all about sugar. And this is really long. This is like an hour and 15 minutes long. But it's good stuff. I don't bore you. I try to keep you active. Sugar at a molecular level, what's the difference between them? Some of it's review from the carbohydrate, why we need it. How do you convert sugar into energy? Another overview of the Krebs cycle. And alternatives to sugar. This is the clinical stuff, right? When people say, well, like, you know, what can I have instead? You can talk to them about the different alternatives, why sugar alcohols can be helpful and when they cannot. And okay. And then That's it for it. I'm going to show you what's in the advanced, and then I'll open up for questions, and I'll check out Louisa's concern about module two. So advanced, there's a lot of stuff in the advanced, I think, and there's a lot of stuff in the done for you. So we have some general ones with water. We have a look at all the stuff just on water. A lot of stuff for you to look at and stuff that you can learn more about. Fats, look at all those different things about fats. Some of them are recipes, protein, carbohydrates. So lots and lots of great resources for you if you want to go deeper. You know you can always go deeper. Let's see what we have on done for you. Right, so these are things we give you, a PDF and a doc. So if you want to customize these, there's rules up at the top for how, but you can take these and if you want to give that to somebody and you want to customize it with your stuff on it, or you want to change something in it, you want to add something to it, you get the doc of it as well. And then the fats and then protein and carbohydrates. So cool. All right, this one's just a PDF because this is just a magazine kind of thing I put together. But you're welcome to give it to your clients. And then next steps. What are you going to do next? Find a client, family member to practice macronutrient assessment on and evaluate your own macronutrient stuff. So you have to go through the modules to do that, right? Explain the inflammatory cascade to at least three people. By the time you explain it the first time, you'll go, oh, I thought I understood that. The second time, I'm like, oh. And by the time you do it a third time, you're going to really get it. And I found when I was working one-on-one with people in my office, I would be explaining this fatty acid thing to everybody because they all had inflammation, and I had my picture and I would explain it. And one day I had a friend of mine who was trading for services with me to help me out with, you know, being like my front desk person. I did it all at my home, I said one day, I really am just so tired of saying the same things over and over. I should make videos. She says, I have heard you say that fatty acid cascade thing so many times that I can do it. I'm like, oh, really? Because over and over again, it applies to arthritis. It applies to heart disease. It applies to, you know, gastritis. It applies to everything. It applies to problems with the eyes, right? So all of this stuff. Next steps. And then your exam is, I think it's a little longer on this one. If I'm not mistaken, it might be just slightly longer. Yeah, it's 39 questions instead of, you know, the typical. Okay. So I'm going to go back and see what's going on with that one. And Lynn is going to make a note of this to pass on to probably Jazzy to fix. If it's, you know.
So for module two, mine opens the transcripts and slides and everything.
Is this the page you're on, Louisa? Open your. There you go. Unmute. Yeah, so when you click, what you do is you go to cellular metabolism. Core content. Cellular metabolism.
That's.
And everybody else look to see if you're having any trouble with it. It would be weird.
I don't get it. I don't have that.
Okay, so look at my side. When you click on module two, do you see this, the module of the parts over here?
And I have a little girl. Okay. I have that now.
All right. So then you click cellular metabolism. That'll open this page with the video.
Let me. Okay. It did now.
Okay. You know what might have happened, Louisa? You might have clicked this first thing, core content, which shows anything.
Yes, I bet that's what I did.
This module contains only one video. Yeah, watch them. Oh, you were doing this and linking. Okay, yeah, so this links you when you click it. It doesn't play the video. It links you to this page.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
I got it in correctly now.
Yeah, perfect. Yay, I'm glad we didn't have breaking links. I'm so glad. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Right.
So I'm going to unshare. I'll move you guys over here again. So was that helpful? Was that overwhelming to you new guys, or was that helpful to see what you have coming up? Yes, helpful?
It was helpful.
Can I share an experience I had this last weekend because of this knowledge? So I go, where I go to church, there's two doctors, and a woman came up to the doctor and said, I want to send this t-shirt to a nephew, but it has this chemical configuration on there, and I'm not sure what it is. The doctor looks at it and he goes, I don't know, I don't stand at chemistry. I looked at it and I went, oh, that's caffeine. And it's because of the stuff that I learned here that I was able to look at that. And,
was the doctor impressed?
A little bit.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, just wanted to say that.
That's cool, see? It helps to understand. And it was probably some joke about, you know, about being... Right, hyped or whatever, and they showed caffeine molecule. Cool. Very good. Any questions? Was this helpful, Susan? Have you, you've been through these modules, right?
Yes, I've done these modules. And actually, this was really helpful. And what I discovered is that though I did them last year, a couple of those, it's like, oh my gosh, I have no idea what the answer is.
There you go. Right. And it's like anything else. You cram for a test and then you forget it.
And it's what Lynn said exactly. It's like I move on to something else. So then I get into that one and then I forget the other stuff. So it's like, you know, I know it eventually all get integrated, but sometimes my own impatience.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. It gets integrated the more you use it. So that's why we have the case study calls, because you can see how we apply this stuff.
Oh, yes. That's, you know? The calls are so helpful. I mean, just getting on. And that's, I recommend that with everybody. Just get on any call that you can.
Yeah. And even if it's not, like if it's beyond you at this point, because you haven't gotten to that much, it's okay. So we
it's
do
okay.
Enough. Yeah, it is. You'll learn. Yeah, and it's the more you hear it and the more you do it.
Yes.
The more I look at labs, the more I get it. And after a while, I literally, you know that fatty acid cascade picture? I see it in my head. Same way with the methylation picture with the, I see all the chemicals. I actually, just when I go, oh, and I see it in my head because I've looked at it so many times. And, you know, and if you don't, then you have your charts in your little booklet, right? Yeah. And you're sitting there with somebody, you go, let me, because you don't remember what the heck was on that chart, but you know it's important for them. You go, oh, let me just show you. And then you show them, and you happen to show yourself, and you happen to remember it. But the more you do that, like that fatty acid thing, the reason is I was telling it to everybody, right? Over and over and over again. And it's so important. And then it's so ignored. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Thank you. Anybody else have comments or questions? I see Patty on and Martha. Was this helpful for you guys? Kim?
Yes.
Here's Martha.
You wanted to show us the box where we could put comments in.
Oh, yeah. Let me show you one
and
of them.
I saw there was one on that last page you were
that
on.
Last page. It should be on all the pages. So we wrote that down, right? Lynn, you wrote that down. That wasn't on that one. Let me go here.
I actually already created the task for her too.
Oh, good. Thank you. That's always helpful. All right. So on this page, you see, see it here? Private note. Now, if I write this, I write, blah, blah, da, 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 and I say save, it's only going to show on my page. It's not going to show on any of your pages. So you can go back here and say, remember to review the fatty acid cascade or whatever you want to say to yourself so that when you come back, you have a note to tell you what to do. Cool?
Okay.
Yeah. So if there's any pages, if you find as you go through, Lynn, same with you, or any of you find any pages that don't have that, just let us know and we'll add it. I mean, there's 36 modules and each module has a lot of stuff in it. So the fact that one or two got missed, not a big deal. I just want to give you a preview. Not going to go through this today, of micronutrients. Who's been through micronutrients? Yeah, all the way?
No.
Yeah, wow, good job. And Martha, you've been through some of it?
Yeah, I'm up to B12.
B12, okay, cool. Cool. Look at this.
Yeah, this module takes a while.
It does, which is why it took you how long, like a couple of months?
It took me about 2 months, and I was doing it pretty full on, but I was really going slow and getting it, but it was so fascinating. Mm-hmm. It was just, it was so cool.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun putting it together. It took a long time to put together. I thought I was just going to do a micronutrients thing similar to the others, and it'd be like a 4 or 5 hour thing, and it's probably more like 30 hours.
I recommend to people that if you get started on this and maybe you finish the vision part, then move over to history taking is the next module. Just kind of breaks it. And then
that's what I was going to suggest, is that you keep this one going, as maybe you say you're going to do one nutrient a week, but while you're doing it, so you can break it up, you're going to go to something like history taking. Now, right now we don't have an ability to open it until you finish, but good old Lynn. So reach out to Lynn and we'll see if we can figure out a way that we can put a button in there when they start this to say, do you also want to start the next one or an email or something? But for now, just let Lynn know. And she has a little form that she can fill out and open it up for you. And that way you can just take your time going through it. But it's really important, the next module, which is as heady as this one is, as lightheaded, you know, light as the next one is, which is history taking. Because that's going to be the practical stuff. But I didn't want to do that before, because there's a lot of stuff you're going to want to ask them questions about that I want you to make sure that you are thinking in terms of some of these nutrients while you're asking people questions. This has a lot of resources in it as well. We have a little video about all the different parts of a history. We talk about what it is and how you do it. And we have done for you resources in there as well. And the done for you resources are, guess what? This is another reason to try to get that open, is assessments. But I won't let you open that module until you've done modules 1 and 2. Because I think you need to have enough of the overview to be able to really do well with it. But I will allow you to do it if you're like working your way through 3 or 4. Three's short enough that you should be able to get through it. But okay, look at all this good stuff. Anything on the done for you page you're allowed to use. Oh, this one is on the Google Drive? Oh, that's interesting. Oh, it's a form. Yeah, so you don't want to edit this copy. You want to, you can take this and create your own Google. But we give you the questions to ask. Yeah. Okay, well, look at all this. Okay. You don't have to create this. This stuff took me years and years and years to create. So any of these that you think are going to be helpful for you, you can either use the PDF as is and give it to somebody to fill out or send it to them, or you can edit the doc, you know, and change it up a little bit, because we're all a little different. And the more you learn, the more you're going to want to customize these forms. Anyway, that's, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but.
Dr. Rita Marie, can you speak to like which, what we can use as is and what we like, was it, there was something about credits above.
Yep. See this on this done for you pages?
Yeah.
Anything on the done for you pages, you can use as is the PDFs. Don't give people a doc. But it says you're welcome to distribute the materials as is with the existing footers or personalize them as long as you put one of the following on the page in the footer. So if you decide to use this PDF, go for it. If you decide you want to modify or edit it, then you can say distributed by, you know, Claudia with permission or adapted by. Okay.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Cool.
Can I share what I did with some of those?
Yeah.
I created a Google form that I give clients, and I kind of combined some of the questions that we used. So,
yeah, that's a great idea, because I've got, you know, the one in here, which is the one, the getting to know you form, which is the equivalent of that. There's one that's a basic... Oh yeah, this one, mastering the nutritionally oriented history. I think that's the one. Oh, no, this is just a...
No, I was going to say, I think it's the one that... Health and Habits Get to Know You questionnaire.
Here we go. Yeah, so you may be... Maybe you have a specific type of client that you mostly work with, right? Whether it's geriatrics or athletes or, you know, kids, autistic kids. There are questions you're going to want to have of your own. We've given you all kinds of cool, like you could use this just as is, right? As an intro and just to get to know them. It's a long one, very long, but you can, if you think it's not appropriate to have certain questions in there, you can use the Word doc and you can just edit some of that out, right? And then there's just all kinds of ideas, and you may, you know, with the dental assessment, maybe you want to add 3 questions from the dental assessment to see if dental stuff is an issue. And then if it is, then maybe you give them the more detailed dental assessment, and the same for all of them. And there's lots of videos in here to show you how. So, okay. Any questions, comments?
I have a question.
Sure.
This is Martha. Hey.
Hey.
What gets me snagged is I start a module and then you offer another wonderful set of classes. And then I kind of feel like I'm on a rabbit trail by taking like the BFF or doing the keto challenge. So how should we manage all that?
Yeah.
Because I'm never going to get through the modules if I keep jumping to the other.
Lynn's going to talk about that. Go for it, Lynn. The keto challenge was different because that was you working on you, right? 5-day thing, et cetera. But the BFF, let her talk about it because I can talk about that too.
Well, just, I mean, there is so much information that comes from this amazing woman and her brilliant brain that it's just like, okay, how do I do it all? And so I'll let you know what I have done being alongside her for about 5 years now. I utilize my calendar. And, you know, you may have often heard me say we have 2 superpowers. The first one is prayer. The second one is calendar. So if I was both so I use both a paper calendar as well as my Google calendar. I use my paper calendar first. I've actually just been experimenting with this one thing, and so little miracles have been happening. I use a pencil, and I schedule in my time. So when I'm going to work on myself, my own self-care, things like that. You know, what am I going to eat? What am I going to study? Things like that. I've also, you know, just it's amazing. Little miracles happen. When I put things in and I'm not sure they're going to happen, they show up. So if I don't put that stuff in my calendar, something else will suck that time up. But when I block that time off in my calendar, amazingly, nothing comes in. It's like this invisible dog fence that comes in, and nothing comes in to distract me.
That's cool.
So
I
it
know
is.
The secret of that, because that doesn't work for me.
It doesn't work for me.
Well, I don't know. Well, I'm doing it though, but see, it's the intent in which I'm doing it. And at least for me, this is what's happened. So when I write it down, I mean, I have an intent and I pray over it and everything. I'm like, okay, this is what I need to move on. So just so you can try that as an experiment. But otherwise things won't, you know, life will come in and suck it up. It will fill it up.
Okay, because I'm doing transformational energy, trying to get through my module on the vitamins. And that's like, I thought I'd get it done in a month, but I'm not.
No. Nobody would get it down in a month unless you're full time on it. Nobody. So don't be hard on yourself.
So, right. So I thought, well, that was not very well thought out. So I was trying to do 2 or 3, but some of them were short and some of them were long. And then now there's the transformational energy, but I think that's really important to do. So, and then there's the BFF today, and I had to ditch that. one I kind of forgot about. I had it on my calendar, but I guess my curiosity is how do you manage like trying to do
right. three programs? So again, you take
again, calendaring it, right? So one a week.
Right. Or, you know, half an hour, three times a week. And you write in there, BFF. 3 days a week, you write in an hour, half hour, however, NEPT. And write the module in that you're working on. Now,
so it's
you know,
okay like, to do two and three at once. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Because it's expanding the different superpowers in your brain, right? Because you're looking at the energy piece and really learning how to connect with people. You're learning the left brain, you know, how does B12 work in the body? And then the BFF is really intended for your self-care. So if you look at when we lay out what NEPT really is, it's the beginning part is your self-care. You have to be taking care of you in order to be able to help other people. So build in those times for your self-care. The BFF calls are only once a month, but you get an email each week. Some of those habits you've already established. So you just like, oh, there's five new habits that I've got to do this month that I haven't mastered yet. And you figure out how you're going to do it by laying it out. With that micro, and this is how I would do it if I were doing it while having a busy life. I would pick a goal for one nutrient a week. Right, one nutrient a week. And if they look like they're short, I'd do two. Or I'd pick two nutrients a week and I'd put it on my calendar. I'm going to do one vitamin and one mineral, or I'm going to do vitamin B1 and B2 and write it in there and lay it out. And that way you'll see the end. If you map it all out with all of those modules, you'll see, oh, it's going to take me 2.5 months to finish this. Great, now I know. Now I want to be working on this other stuff for me, my own personal self-care. So I'm working on that. And you're in the energy modules, right? The
there's personals. A lot of overlap in some of the information, which is, you know, good because you're doing BFF, you're hearing some that you've studied and like that. So
it's all
starting to make sense. It's just trying to plow through it all.
Right. And it's reinforcing it. So yeah, I would take Lynn's advice about mapping it out. And like if there's set calls, you put the calls on your calendar in advance.
Definitely put the calls in. There you go. The other thing too is as you're doing this, see how you feel about it, because, and maybe this is why it's working for me right now, is I feel a harmony and a flow with it as I'm mapping things out that works for me. And so if you're putting things on there because you should do it, there may be some type of resistance, which you're probably learning about in with Laura. Fine. And so just explore how you're feeling and why you're feeling as you map these out, because the intent of you doing it is going to affect if you actually do it. Because we tend to get into this, well, I should be, I'm supposed to, and there's this perfection attitude about it. And there is no perfection. There's what's best for you. And so just be happy with the amount of time you're spending on this along with the other pieces of your life. And that applies, that same principle applies to all areas of your life. As you choose what you put on the calendar, make sure it comes from your heart and not from your brain telling you, I should be doing this. You know, I'm a compliance student because I'm going to keep doing this. And so there you go.
Yeah. And I was going to say, it reminds me of the, I get to do this versus I have to do this. Just feel that and say, I have to do the laundry tonight. I get to do the laundry tonight. And then I have clean clothes tomorrow. And that's one of the things I hate doing. So that's why I picked that, right? I get to do the laundry tonight and tomorrow I'll have really clean clothes to put on versus I have to do the laundry tonight. It's a very different thing. So get to do things. Like
mindset is so important.
It's so important. I love exercise. So I go, I get to exercise tomorrow. Yay. I have this time blocked off. Or if I have to exercise.
This is going to work with your clients as well, because you're going to be talking to them and explaining to them why gluten-free is going to be better for their health. And you can, because you've experienced it, you're going to be that much better at explaining to them how they get to. They're going to feel it in your mindset, how you get to live this life of joy and flow. And because they feel that from you, when you suggest to them ways to, you know, I actually don't tell people to be gluten-free. I tell them to eat more of this good stuff. And that also seems to help, because they're like crowding out this other stuff. They don't have that attitude or mindset of deprivation.
Right, you're back to the resistance that, oh, I've got to do without this now.
Yeah.
Oh, I get to make flax chia pizza crust instead of that garbage from the store. I get to eat cauliflower pizza crust instead of that white flour crap from the store.
I get to make great. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so because you're experiencing this shift in your heart set and mindset, you know, you can, it's that coherence, right? That we were talking about the other day. It just kind of leaks out to everybody and they're going to feel that love and support and they'll be able to shift it themselves.
Okay. That's good. All right.
Cool.
Yeah. Cause I was like trying to be on the vitamins. I was like taking extensive notes cause I like to write down things.
Yeah, it's good.
But then I thought, I'm never going to get through this.
I'd rather you take the whole 3-2 years, whatever, just doing one of those a week while you're doing other stuff and really getting it. Because if you try to cram hardcore left brain stuff too much, if you just say, okay, I'm going to do 10 hours a week of this, okay. You're not going to remember it because you're going to get all messed up. But if you alternate that with like the BFF stuff, which is teaching you the good habits and, you know, the fun stuff and making sure you have fun in your life. And with the Laura Fine work, where you're really learning to, you know, go deep and communicate on a deep level, then you're going to be able to handle it, right? That's why in school, I think one of the reasons that you take 4 classes at a time instead of 1 class for whatever, 4 times 3 is 12, like 12 hours a week, like, that would be brutal if I was taking physics 12 hours a week and I didn't get to break it up with writing or, you know what I mean?
And yeah. I tried to do that. I thought, well, I could do it like I did in college, 9 to 10, 3 days a week, Tuesday, Thursday, 1 to 2, but practically that has not worked yet.
Practically it's not if you're just trying to do that one module. And that's what I've realized recently because it's a long, it's arduous. And it's like, I thought it's kind of like me taking physics.
Yeah. So
instead of 4 classes, I get physics is just one of it. Oh, I get a break. I get to go to this computer class or whatever. So think of it that way, right? So that you can be multitasking. You can do multiple modules at a time, the same way you would in college, where you're taking multiple courses at a time.
Okay, that helped. That really helps. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, and if you're working on a module and you're like, eh, like with this, definitely with that module, I'd love to see you get through the first 3. And then when you get to 4, let's open up 5 for you. And when you get through 5, you'll be able to open 6 because you'll be able to pass the test for it. But we should check with Czar to make sure we don't mess things up when we do it that way. Make sure all the, you know, the computer logic works. Okay. Why do I always say your name wrong? Heike. I was going to say Heike. Heike.
You've got it right. How are you doing?
How was that for you?
It was good. It was good because I had started. I am not, well, I just saw my notes. So I stopped after water. So I haven't even gotten into the micronutrients yet. But, you know, getting there, just one step at a time. A lot of stuff going on, but, you know, have to do it in little digestible pieces, and I'm working on that.
Good.
But it's very inspiring. I love your course.
Great. I'm glad to hear that. And this was helpful tonight to do.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Just to kind of, you know, I think the thing I'm struggling with, and you know that from me, that, you know, technology and I, we're getting to become friends, but it takes a while. But it's just, you know, on the website also, because there's so much information, you know, it's just, you look at it, you're like, whoa, where do I start? You know, and I wasn't sure for a while, am I at the right place? Am I going through it in the correct order? but I'm catching on.
So here's the thing about order, right? I remember when we first opened the program and somebody came in and me, oh my God, there's like 8 videos on that page. Where do I start? I'm like, with the first one?
Yeah.
And then you could go to the second one, and then you could go to the third one. So it's not a smorgasbord.
Right. It was also because on the side, you also had these other sections. It took me a while to realize that this is basically also the same thing as over there or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. At some point, we're going to redo our site to make it a little bit more user-friendly.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of, so on the left side, well, this side, as you're facing it, it's this side. Yeah. It's all the programs, the exterior programs. And on this side, it's all the navigation within the program.
Right, right.
And then some of it's duplicated at the top.
Okay. And so also one thing I had to become familiar with is, you know, what is BFF? What is NEPT? What is NEPA? You know, so all these
acronyms. I try not to talk in acronyms, but it gets after a while.
Well, I'm getting there. So it's a, you know, a learning curve.
BFF was an acronym Lynn came up with. It's the Body Freedom Foundation.
Right.
And she said, oh, it's like, I'll be my own best friend forever.
I like that. up with that, Lynn. Good job.
All right, guys. Anybody else before we go? Those of you who are quiet, Patty is on. Patty's the only one I haven't seen. Anybody else? Valerie, was this helpful? Yeah? Yeah? Jill's shaking her head. Susan already said, yeah.
Claudia? Yeah, very helpful. Yeah, very helpful, for sure.
Good. Great. Well, dig in and have fun with it. Just have fun with it. Yeah. And know that you can always go back and redo your test. You just have to say redo it just to, you know, review it, or just do it on, you know, look at the questions and do it on a piece of paper. Just say, oh my gosh, question 4. I don't remember that. Great. And you just keep a notebook or a running list of the things you want to go back and review. This has been 30 years almost for me of learning this stuff and applying it. That's why it seems like it's at the tip of my tongue all the time. And it's not always. There was something I was trying to remember the other day. It was the name of some chemical. And I'm like, I don't use it that much. So I couldn't remember the name of it. What did I do? I looked it up. Right? I looked it up. And I'll, as we go through these, I'll make sure I give you the ideas of which are the ones I think you should be printing off and putting in your little cheat sheet chart book. Okay. All right, guys. Have a great one. We'll see you soon. Bye.